Okay, today we're continuing in Masechta Shviyos. We're now up to Perek Tes Mishnah Dalit. So Mishnah Dalit tells us that, again, discussing the concept of Biur. So the Mishnah talks about what's considered a field, meaning we said it's called L'chaya Min Asodeh. That's when the Shas HaBiur is, when it's no longer available to Chayos in the field. Does the field have to mean, like, how big is a field? Does the field have to mean some expansive land that's out there? So Ochlin Ala Mufkar Avalo Ala Shamer. So first of all, it doesn't, the ownership of the field, it matters also, meaning, or not the ownership, but how the field is being treated. If it's available to Chayim and Asada, and the field is Mufkar, the field is made Hefkar and is available to anybody, so then you're allowed to be Ochel, then you're allowed to still eat. You don't have, it's not yet the Shas HaBiur. But if it's available out in a field that is Shamur, that is being carefully guarded, so then you're not allowed to continue eating. If it's just available in a field that's being carefully guarded, that's already the Shas HaBiur. But Rav Yossi Matir Rav Ala Shamur, he says, no, even in a carefully guarded field, you're allowed to continue to eat, because it's still considered to be available, l'chaya min asada. Now, what counts as a field? Ochlin al hatfichin, if there are these little areas that these little kalim that they used to build into the walls of houses where birds would rest, and they would gather little kernels of grain and put them in there, so as long as there's the type of min that you want to eat is still in there, it's not in a field, it's in a little pot on the side of your house, that's good enough, that's called that it's available in the field, valadufra, or if you have a tree that produces a double yield, each year it produces two crops, so even though it's only you brought in fruit from the first crop, and now what's available out in the field is only from the second crop, that's still fine, because they both grew in the same year, avalo alasitvanios, but you're not allowed to eat early grapes that ripen early, that they fully ripen on Shemitah, on account of winter grapes, meaning grapes that begin to ripen on Shemitah but only become fully ripened in the eighth year. Meaning you can't say, oh, it's still available out in the field, because these are grapes that are not even going to ripen during the Shemitah year, so they're not really considered to be Shemitah produce that's available in the field. Then Rabbi Yehuda Matir Kozman Shebikru Kadei Shelo Yichlekayetz. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you can continue eating the early ripening grapes because of the winter grapes, as long as the winter grapes began to ripen before the summer harvest had ended, meaning as long as the summer harvest is still going on, if the winter grapes began ripening before the end of the Shemitah harvest, then they're considered to be Shemitah produce, and therefore it's considered to be that you have Shemitah produce still available in the field, and therefore it's not yet the Shas HaBiur. So you have this Machlokas Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda. Are you allowed to continue eating your early ripening grapes, meaning the grapes that ripened early that year, on account of those grapes that are only going to ripen in the following year, in the year that follows Shemitah? So that's Machlokas Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. Now Mishnah Hay talks about beer for different species that you are kovesh together. Kovesh means to pickle different things together. Hakovesh losh kvashim b'chavis achas. If you pickle three different types of vegetables in a single barrel, so pickling means you put vinegar and salt water and things like that, and it absorbs the flavors of each other. So Rabbi Lezer Omer, ochlin al rishon. You could eat the vegetables up until the first one of those three is no longer available in the field. Meaning, even though the other two are still available in the field, since each one absorbed flavors from all the others in the pickle jar, you're only allowed to eat. You're only allowed to eat them in the house. You're only putter from the beer until the first one is not available in the field. As soon as that you get to that first beer, then all of the vegetables have to be, you have to be mafkir all of the vegetables. But Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Aval Achron, Rabbi Yeshua says, no, you get to wait until the very last one is Shas Biur for the very last one. Whereas Rav Gamliel says, no, Kol Shekol Amino Min HaSadeh, Yivar Amino Min HaChavis. He says, take it min by min. If I have a cucumber in the jar, when cucumbers are no longer available in the field, the peppers got flavor from the cucumbers, yeah, but the pepper's still a pepper, it's not a cucumber. So as long as there are peppers still available in the field, even if there are no more cucumbers available in the field, I'm allowed to eat the peppers, just not the cucumbers. And we follow the shita of Rabbi Gamliel. He learns it based on a pasuk that the chiyuv to take beer takes effect on the mamashus of the vegetable, that we don't look at the tam. Even though generally speaking in halacha we have a principle called tam ki ikr, that if something has tam of something else, it's viewed as the item itself. But over here there's a gzeres hakasuv that it's not true. So when the vegetable gets past its beer deadline, that vegetable is not allowed to be eaten eaten, but any flavor that came out of that vegetable and went into other vegetables, you don't have to be concerned about. And then a fourth shita, Rabbi Shimon Omer, kol yerek echad lebir. All types of vegetables are the same when it comes to beer. I mean, you don't have to take vegetables out of your house ever, as long as vegetables of any type are available in the field. So it doesn't matter if they've, even if all three of the vegetables in your pickling jar are gone from the field, but you could still eat all three as long as some other type of vegetable is available in the field. So that is the four-way machlokas. Now the Mishnah talks about a particular type of vegetable that lasts for a very long time, and it's very hard to tell when it's not available in the field anymore, because even if it's gone from open areas because everyone took it, it could still be growing in a number of hidden places and will last for a very, very long time. So how do you tell when this particular type of vegetable has really disappeared? So ochlin bergila achiichlu sigarios mi bikas beis netufa. You can continue to eat this type of vegetable until the artichokes disappear from the valley of Beis Netufa, meaning the valley of Beis Netufa has a lot of watering, you know, a lot of water that comes that gets there. So the artichokes there last for a very long time. So once, meaning we're just trying to pick the vegetable that lasts the longest that you'll be able to observe. Meaning if there's a vegetable that you're not going to be able to observe when it's called l'chayim min asada, so how are you going to know when it's called l'chayim min asada? So the Mishnah chooses a vegetable that lasts for a very, very long time that you will be able to observe, and you can use that as a simen l'davar to indicate to you that the other vegetable is no longer available to the chaya in the field. So again, to chazer what we did today in Mishnah Dalid, we said that what's considered to be available in the field, machlokas whether a guarded field is brought into the cheshbin or not, or it has to be only a mufkar field, and we said it doesn't have to be a field, it could even be a little pot where birds put their seeds, and then we said when it comes to eating grapes that ripened early, you're allowed to eat the grapes, as there was a machlokas whether you're allowed to eat the grapes as long as grapes that are going to ripen in the following year are still available. And then in Mishnah Hay we learned four different shitos if you have three different kinds of vegetables in a pickling jar, so four different shitos about when the shas habiur is, where Rabbi Elazar says whenever the first shas habiur comes you have to get rid of all of them. Rabbi Yeshua says you can wait till the very last one. Rabbi Gamliel says you take it min by min, and that's how we pass it. And Rabbi Shimon says that even if all three have reached the shas habiur are no longer available, as long as there's any vegetable that's available, l'chayim and asad, you're allowed to eat it. And then we discussed a particular type of vegetable that's very hard to tell when it's called l'chayim and asad. So we said wait till the artichokes of the most moist region are no longer available, and that's when you'll know that this particular type of vegetable, it's called a purslane, I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, is no longer available, then you'll know that it's no longer available in the field, and that it's, that the Shas HaBiur has in fact arrived. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Tes Mishnah Vav.